Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
First, it's been revealed that Germany have only used 15% of their stock of the AstraZeneca vaccine after an initial decision not to give it to their over 65 population. There's now likely to be a U-turn in Germany, and it'll be given to the entire population in an effort to improve vaccination rates in the country. And other countries like Belgium and France are now reconsidering their policy of not giving the AstraZeneca vaccines to over 65s. For more on this, I'm joined by Professor Adrian Hill. I'm delighted to be joined by Professor Adrian Hill, the director of the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford and one of the key scientists behind the development of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Professor Hill, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for inviting me. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you. Do you think Germany has handled the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine badly? Because only 15% of their stock has been used up so far.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it? Because this is a really effective vaccine. We talked a few weeks ago about whether this strange decision not to give it to the over 65s who need a vaccine more than anybody else was correct. I think we predicted then that that would be corrected, and I think that's exactly what we're seeing now, really, in the face of a huge amount of new data just in the last 8 days.
But do you think the initial rollout or the initial decision not to roll it out over 65s will now damage the credibility or the trustworthiness of the vaccine in the eyes of the general population?
I think there has been an element of that in the last few weeks because of the decision that was taken. But now there's going to be an extraordinary turnaround. You've mentioned all the countries in Europe changing their mind. We've seen Health Canada approve just in the last few days. But, you know, what it all comes down to is the data. And last week from Scotland, we saw a study of 4.5 million people, most of them over 70, where the AstraZeneca vaccine was a bit better as a single dose than the Pfizer RNA vaccine. And just this afternoon in England, a similar sort of study, but in 7.5 million people, again, showing that a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine, again, a bit better than the Pfizer vaccine. So, you know, the data speaks for themselves. This is a very effective vaccine. It works in older people in both Scotland and England. Why wouldn't it work in Germany?
Now, you're one of the key scientists, as I say, behind the development of this vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine. Is it the case, Professor Hill, that we had that data from trials around the AstraZeneca vaccine at the very outset and it wasn't released? Or do we simply have more data now?
No, we simply have more data now. What happened was around the turn of the year, both of the vaccines were available in England and Scotland. The health authorities just kept records of who got which vaccine and of who went into hospital with severe COVID. And now a month later, we've got the data that really speak for themselves very clearly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it wasn't that the authorities were wrong. They were waiting for more data. We didn't have as many episodes of disease in the trials last year in older people as we had in younger people. So it wasn't totally unreasonable. On the other hand, everyone said, hold on, the immune responses are the same in the older adults as they are in the young people who are very strongly protected. Why wouldn't the vaccine work in them? And of course, there was an argument. Some people said, well, you have to wait for the data. And other people said, look, people are dying. Why don't we give them the vaccine? So I think on balance, the latter view has won out.
Yeah. And when you look at it now, our decision not to use it for the older age cohort, AstraZeneca, do you think that was the wrong decision?
Well, whether it was right or wrong, I very much hope that we don't have more time in changing that, because really the data now are pretty overwhelming in my view that this vaccine works very well in older people. And, you know, we're not talking about, you know, small effects. We're talking of 80 to 95% efficacy with against being hospitalized with COVID, severe COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a very important impact. And we should be using a vaccine that, after all, is the least expensive of the vaccines, going to be the most widely available, and, you know, it should really be used.
And very briefly, if you were to point to one study around efficacy on the AstraZeneca vaccine. Where would you look to? The Scottish example, the Scottish study, or is there another study that would convince the authorities that be here or elsewhere that it's completely the right thing to do to roll out AstraZeneca for all age groups now? Or is it simply the accumulation of knowledge now?
No, it's those two studies. One a week ago from Scotland, that came out last Monday. And then today's came out around 5 o'clock from Public Health England, an even larger study. So I think, you know, if those two studies don't convince people that this vaccine is working very well in older adults, I'm not sure what could.
We'll leave it there. So, Professor Adrian Hill, thank you very much indeed for your time this evening. And that is on the AstraZeneca vaccine and more data, which Professor Hill thinks will change minds.